Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Cronin.
Of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program. Last night, there was a story that I mentioned early on. We kind of teased it and just never got to it because we had a lengthy discussion with somebody that was on with us for most of the show. And, of course, if you missed the show, you can always go to freetalklive.com, download archives there. But the story that I wanted to talk about was this Karen. Like, a literal, real-life Karen has come out of the woodwork and has...
They always do. I mean, it's inevitable.
Well, in this case, I'd never heard of this lady before, but I don't live around her. She lives in a town in New Hampshire called Atkinson, which is in Rockingham County. That's sort of east of...
I thought that was Vermont.
There may be an Atkinson, Vermont. I don't know, but
I thought Rockingham was Vermont.
Vermont
fair
too.
Point.
But yeah, a lot of the states around here have the same town names. But this lady, Karen Sue Steele.
Her name is actually Karen.
Yeah,
I can't make it up.
Nope, real life Karen here. She has filed some sort of a complaint, which apparently was just filed by email with the what's called the Ballot Law Commission. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the Ballot Law Commission, but as I understand it, they have some jurisdiction over whether or not, you know, things are legal when it comes to qualifying for a ballot, mm-hmm. or should somebody be allowed to hold office, you know, that kind of thing.
So Karen did a Karen thing. She filed a complaint.
That's right.
And what does she expect this to accomplish?
She specifically wants to have every single state representative who voted earlier this year on what was then called CACR 32. It was the constitutional amendment, the proposed constitutional amendment, that if the state house and the state senate would have passed it with more than 3/5 of each house voting for it, then it would have gone on the ballot, and then the people of New Hampshire would have been asked the question of should, and I've got the actual wording down here, but should we amend the Constitution to say the following, quote, this would add Article 7A underneath Article 7 of the Bill of Rights. Independent nation, New Hampshire peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All of the references to the United States in this Constitution, state statutes, and regulations are nullified. So this
Man,
bill,
the world they could have been, though.
Huh. It sounds like democracy.
That's what they're all about, right?
Supposedly.
If they voted for this, it never would have declared independence. It would have just allowed the people of New Hampshire to vote on the general ballot about it.
Correct. So I'm just going to read her relatively short complaint. She wrote this email to the commission on Saturday, and it was then forwarded to all of the state reps who had voted, again, just to simply allow people to vote on this. They didn't vote to secede. They voted to allow a
vote.
To
be fair, most of the ones who voted to allow the vote probably would have also voted to secede.
They probably would have, but we don't know that for sure.
True.
And there was one other person who I believe was one of the sponsors of the bill who did not vote in favor of the bill. So they flipped
really?
Or something like that. So
or they just didn't go that day.
I don't know. I feel like I heard that they flipped, but I can't say for sure. So there's actually 14 people she'll reference here. She says, I would very much like to get on the agenda for this Wednesday's meeting, August 24th, at 1 p.m. in Concord. It is my assertion that the following people are no longer eligible to hold office in New Hampshire and are thus unqualified to run for office, as they are in violation of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, Section 3. Number one. The 7 members of our New Hampshire House of Representatives who sponsored a bill to secede from the United States of America, and then she gives the bill number.
But they didn't.
They didn't do. Quote, providing the state peaceably declares independence from the United States and proceeds as a sovereign nation. Unquote.
That's not what the bill said.
And number two, the 13 members of the New Hampshire House of Representatives voting not to ITL, or inexpedient to legislate, as they call it here, or kill the bill, New Hampshire Constitutional Amendment. Given the overlap, there are a total of 14 individuals who should not be allowed to run for or hold office in New Hampshire.
On what grounds?
Well, she misunderstands the bill. She thinks they voted to secede.
She is citing the grounds of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, Section 3.
Which is probably something about treason, I would expect.
Does that supersede our New Hampshire Constitution?
It depends on what time of year it is. Is it before the Civil War or after the Civil War?
Right.
Okay, so basically the 14th Amendment, I don't have the text in front of me, but the most relevant portion is basically says that any candidate for federal office, any state representative, any office-holding
so,
person.
So it does include state
yes.
representatives and not just feds.
Yeah, any office-holding person in any state-level office, basically, is included under this control. But all it says is that they cannot be engaging or have engaged in insurrection or rebellion.
Okay. Well, define any of those
That's
terms.
That's what I'm
right.
saying. Well, go ahead and look
what
it
I'm
up.
Doing. Well, I'm looking up the 14th Amendment.
If you break into a federal building and walk around taking selfies, that's considered insurrection these days.
Okay, so that's not what we're talking about here.
Jesus, this is the 14th Amendment.
Yes, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment.
But I'm saying that's where her mind is right now. She remembers January 6th. And that qualifies as, you know, the taking over of government, of the U.S. government.
I get what you're saying. I don't agree.
So even if you go into the bar and have a discussion with your buddy and both of you are reps, and you just want to discuss peacefully divorcing from the federal government, that is in her mind's eye.
She sees it that way. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I get you're trying to explain her perspective.
Yeah, she's a nutter.
It's neither insurrection nor rebellion. I mean, I've got the text of the 14th Amendment in front of me, Section 3. It's long, it's circuitous, it's what you would expect from such a
it's actually a discussion. They were putting on the ballot to actually have communication with the people, had to have a discussion.
Correct.
They weren't actually saying do this, which would be rebellion. But they weren't saying we're going to do this. They're like, we're going to have a conversation.
But that could be construed as giving aid to the people who support the idea of secession. I mean, they helped us in the strictest of terms. In theory, if this had passed, they would have helped us get it on the ballot.
But none of those things matter. Even if the proposal, let's put aside that this wasn't a proposal to secede and say it was. Let's say it was just a straight up bill to secede from the United States.
Okay,
they weren't going to ask anyone else's permission.
I would like that. I'd like that as well.
That is still not rebellion because it is not as defined in the dictionary.
Oh, that's right. It requires violence, doesn't
it? At least definition one does. Definition one is open, organized, and armed resistance to one's government or ruler.
So what you're saying is every kid that yells at their parents because they got grounded, they're not actually being rebellious because there's no violence. Because there's no violence involved.
Under definition two, they would be. Definition two is resistance to or defiance of any authority, control, or tradition.
Okay, so what rebellion is the 14th Amendment talking about? Number one or number two?
Good question. The definition of insurrection is pretty straightforward. An act or instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against civil authority or an established government. So again, all of these things have to do with violence. The definitions, and if I had the legal definitions in front of me, I think we would find them to be very similar.
And what is this? This is tomorrow, the 24th, right?
There's going to be a hearing about this tomorrow. Correct.
Is this a special hearing or is this a regular?
No, it's a regularly scheduled hearing. In fact, they already had the agenda put together for this before this woman sent this complaint in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to go, at least as of yesterday, if you were to go on the ballot commission's website and look at the agenda, it's not there. But it is supposedly being added to the agenda last minute. And the one interesting thing about this is, unless they sent registered mail out to all the 13 or 14 of these representatives,
this isn't legit.
On Monday, they're not following their own rules as far as.
Oh, well, that's not a big deal because they do this all the time whenever they're doing it.
According to lawfield.net, the crime of rebellion is committed by rising and taking arms against the government for the purpose of removing from the allegiance to said government or its laws.
Yeah.
So, and they demonstrably did not take up arms or attempt to remove the government.
Now, is this something they can just throw out and, or just take as informational? Or do they have to act on this new agenda item?
I have never been to a ballot law commission meeting.
It sounds horrible.
And I did eyeball their regulatory statutes or whatever and found some interesting stuff, but I didn't read the whole thing. Right. So I don't know exactly what they can and can't do. But in theory, they could do something to these reps, or they could just simply say this was legit. Lady, go home. And so we'll see how this ends up. We'll continue with the discussion. Your calls and thoughts are welcome.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here, and like Karen, an actual Karen. She looks like one, too, by the way. You can see her picture if you go to freekeen.com. Or actually, better to go to nhexit.us, because I already posted another story at Free Keen about the Crypto 6.
Yes, there was quite a lot happened today.
Yes, quite a flurry of motions came in today. That's another story entirely. But if you want to get the picture of this Karen, just go to nhexit.us, and you will see her face right there, the face of evil.
I don't know that I would call her the face of evil. She's certainly the face of misguided complaints.
But well, good intentions pave the road.
Yeah, but what is she trying to accomplish? She's trying to
strip people of their office.
Correct. So, I mean, you can almost argue that's ruining one's... Well, that's not a career.
Not here, fair.
In New Hampshire it isn't, but it's close to it.
To be fair, I also want to strip these people of the power of their offices. So... I'm with her on that.
These 14 or
you
all
are
of
running
them?
For state rep, by the way.
Yes.
For the record, the exact same position these people have.
Yes. Well, I would also want to strip away my own powers,
okay,
right?
Enough.
And the powers of everyone else, right? Right. The offices should not exist. And if they do exist, no one should fill those offices. So I agree with her. I just think she, as often is the case with Republicans, she isn't going far enough to the logical conclusion, which is that none of these people are fit to hold office.
Yeah, but I would start with the bureaucrats, the actual government employees, before you go after the reps that are only making, what, $400 a year or something?
$100.
I'd go after all
of
them.
Plus a gas stipend.
Yeah, but start with the government workers first.
The state reps ultimately created all of those institutions that have the government workers in the first place. I mean,
it's cumulative over hundreds of years. Yeah, been building and building until finally
you
have
the roots of this tree
that we're dealing
with.
Well, as long as the system is going to exist, and unfortunately it's not going to go away anytime soon, likely, without some crazy renaissance in how people think about the state, then this woman is trying to essentially short-circuit the democratic process. She's trying to go in and say, I don't even think people should be able to vote for these 14.
This is what they do when they don't get their way or something bothers them. They try to make their opposition illegitimate by disqualifying them some way.
Right. If people actually agree with her, they just won't get reelected. Right? That's how the process would work. If these people pissed off the voters by voting to put something on the ballot so people could vote on independence, then they just won't win their re-elections.
Right, but that's not the mindset that this woman is in.
Nope.
She believes that there are people who actually committed insurrection in this country, and she also believes that the only way to get rid of the opposition is to throw the book at them. I mean, just look what they've been doing to Trump for, 5 years now? I mean, constant, every single day there's new allegations, and that's just the big old orange dude. But, I mean, they'll take it to every level if they can get away with it.
By the way, I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com for sponsoring Free Talk Live. If you are interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page.
By the way, what website did you tell us to go to?
Is it nhexit.us.
.us, so it's not .org. Oh, who's .org?
I don't remember. Maybe Russell Canning or
it's someone
Dave
who has a more religious bent, if I remember correctly.
There she is. That's a Karen, all right.
That is, isn't it? Yeah.
Right in your face.
So Bitcoin.com, that's where you can learn about crypto. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. Watch the first video at the very least and dig as deep as you want into that topic before you start buying crypto like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. You really should learn some things about it, and they can help you with that. Just click Get Started at Bitcoin.com. So she filed this complaint. There's going to be a very quick hearing. It's going to happen tomorrow. There's expected to be a rally out front of this particular bureaucracy, which I've actually never been to before. It's called the State Archives. It's not right nearby. I figured it might be one of the buildings right next door to the State House. No, it's actually some number of streets away, so it'll be a different location than we normally go to as far as rallies and such. But we are going to have, you know, people that support independence are going to come out tomorrow to support these state reps. But interestingly, rumor has it that not a single one of the state reps who's being accused is going to even bother to show up.
Simply because they just don't care enough.
They don't want to even acknowledge this woman's complaints.
That could be a good strategy.
They don't want to give her any legitimacy. Although, Michael Sylvia did respond. So Mike Sylvia was the creator, the official.
I bet he did. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
I've got it here. Yeah. So Sylvia is the guy who filed the bill. There were 7 co-sponsors, including Mike Sylvia, but he was the prime sponsor.
And hardcore libertarian.
Great
awesome guy.
Yeah. And longtime Free Talk Live listener, too, by the way. So he wrote this. I guess he sent this to some of the media out there because there was a report over at indepthnh.org. That's where this got published. 7-part response. He wrote this. Number one, a constitutional amendment concurrent resolution, which they call CACR here, is the method by which the people of New Hampshire amend their form of government. Two, a CICR, if passed by the legislature, becomes a question for the people of New Hampshire to decide in the form of a question on the upcoming ballot. 3. Only the people of the state may change their government's constitution. 4. Part 1, Article 10, expressly reserves to the people of New Hampshire the right to reform their government. He's referring to the U.S. Constitution there. 5. The proper method for the people...
That was the state constitution, right?
No.
The right to...
referring... Oh, that's
well,
a question.
I guess
I assume he's referring to the right, the U.S. Constitution.
Article 10 is the right to revolution, so yeah, I guess it does. You're right about that, Cohen.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Which, by the way, take that, Karen. Your own stinking state has it at number 10. If the government doesn't do and doesn't provide as it has been planned, then we have the right to revolt.
And she probably has no idea because she is not from here. I did a little research on Karen and determined that she's actually born...
Hold on.
And by the way, can revolution ever be considered peaceful? I've always thought...
Generally, it's violent.
Correct.
Connecticut or Massachusetts?
Neither. Minnesota.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
They don't usually breed statists out there.
Oh,
I mean, not hardcore
everywhere.
Not hardcore statists, at least.
All right, so let me go on with Mike
Sylvia. She should instead move to Massachusetts or Connecticut.
He says, number 5, the proper method for the people is to exercise their right to reform their government, or to exercise their right to reform their government, is through a CACR. 6, to sanction a legislator for providing a nonviolent avenue to peaceful reform would be chilling and invite other methods which would include insurrection and rebellion. But hey, you won't let us put this on the ballot. Where do we go next?
Right.
Number 7, the only constitutional option for the Secretary of State or ballot law commission is immediate dismissal with prejudice. And he added, I will not be attending the meeting. He said further, the original assertion is entirely without merit, even more laughable than the January 6th nonsense.
Question. They tried to go through the legislators to get this put on the ballot. Is there an option to go through the people? I know here in the city of Keene, you can go both ways. You can go, city council can put something on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you get a certain amount of signatures, you can have the people put something on the ballot.
In Keene? You can
do Keene,
that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it is so absurdly high. It's like 10% or something of the population.
Of voters or population?
Of the population. Of registered voters.
That is absurd.
It is absurd.
Yeah. This is only at the state level can you do it. Amending the Constitution has to go through the legislature unless the people vote for a constitutional convention.
Right.
And this year, that question is on the ballot.
To hold a convention.
Yes, it is a constitutional requirement that every 10 years the people must be asked whether or not they want to have a constitutional convention. And the last 3 decades, they said no. But before that, they said...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Key primary elections are being held in New York, Florida, and Oklahoma Tuesday. In the Sunshine State, possible opponents for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis include Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist or State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. The UN Security Council is looking at the troubling situation around a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. Russian shelling has raised alarms about the possibility of a nuclear catastrophe.
Common sense must prevail to avoid any actions that might endanger the physical integrity, safety, or security of the plant.
UN Undersecretary Rosemary DiCarlo calling for military restraint and said the breach of the facility could have catastrophic consequences. The slump on Wall Street continues at the closing bell, the Dow losing 154 points. This is USA Radio News. A whistleblower is speaking out from a social media company.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Karen, the latest Karen in the news. This one is a real-life Karen. Real name is Karen. Karen Sue Steele here in New Hampshire from Atkinson. She's a busybody, by the way. You start
really
there. Well, yes. Obviously, she's a busybody from what she's trying to do here, which is to disqualify approximately 14 state representatives from their currently held office and prevent them from ever running for office again with her complaint to the Ballot Law Commission, which will be heard at a meeting tomorrow afternoon in Concord. But she's also, you'd look up her name in Atkinson or Rockingham County, and you will find document after document after document of this woman appearing at various different city councils, various different power company, utility commission.
To be fair, we do that sort of thing too.
Sure, but she wants more government, right? Like, she's a busybody in that.
She's
in
complaining that,
they're
not doing things
enough.
She wants.
Do we know what she does?
She's an engineer of some sort, some kind of a, I don't know if it was electrical engineer. There's a page out there. In fact, that's how I found her picture, was she was speaking on a alumni panel at
one
her
of my
college.
I especially used to attend the school board meetings here in Keene, so I just got tired of it. Except numbers are getting lower and lower and lower and lower every year.
Numbers of attendees. Really?
We might just do a sneak attack one day, one Saturday morning.
Yeah, but as we learned from whatever county that was, or school district that was,
they had a special, and I don't even know how it was legal.
They just violate their own rules to do whatever they want. That's what governments do, man. Legality doesn't matter. They just proclaim a thing and they do it.
For those who are not aware, Croydon had their budget, their school budget, halved. Was it halved?
That's correct, yeah. The proposed budget was cut in half.
And that's because the people who decide on those budgets go to a deliberative session, and in the towns, in Keene, we actually have a ballot system. But in Croydon, they just all go to the school on Saturday, in February, and they decide what the budget will be. And in Croydon, they said there was such small attendance that a small group, like a dozen people, went in and says, hey, let's just halve the budget. And everyone voted on it and agreed, yep, this is a good idea.
Yeah,
and then they came out of the woodworks like nasty little government-loving termites the next day, all in an uproar. And somehow or another, they had and I don't know how they did it. They must have talked to the state attorney or someone to overrule that decision and had a special meeting.
Yeah, so there's some sort of rule. We actually had Ian Underwood on the show. He's the guy who proposed the budget cut. He came on with us on Saturday. So if you're interested in hearing the whole story, he spends the first hour with us talking about what happened in Croydon. But essentially there's some little used statute that says that if people don't like what a town meeting they can call a special meeting to increase the budget again, and they have to get 50% of the town's voters to show up to participate.
Well, anyways,
they got more than 50%.
Of course they did. Yeah. That's I don't know. And by the way, that would have, if they could have figured it out, because they were talking about making it work, and I believe that they could. It doesn't. Sure it doesn't would. Cost $20,000 per student to educate a kid. It's ridiculous. Not when the charter schools can do it for a third of that. In New Hampshire, and it should be even lower than that. But anyway,
it's not about the money, though. You know that it's about the control.
It's about the teachers' unions.
It's about that too.
They funded
it's mostly
this.
About the teachers'
no,
unions.
No, NEA funded the group that was formed in the town to oppose or to go and undo this thing.
Anyways, one of the ladies. So back to my here in Keene, going to the school board meetings. There was a lady, and she was very timid, and you can tell her voice would be all cracking. Mm-hmm. So I mean, she was really, I guess, brave to actually put herself out there the way that she was. But she would always get up there and talk about how she loves the schools. Mm. And she loves the teachers. She loves what the schools are doing for her kids. She lives two houses down from me.
Oh, wow.
So I see her every single day.
What sort of person
she knows,
loves
she knows who
schools.
I am. I know who she is. And I've been here 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have never talked. I talk to all of my neighbors. They always stop and talk, and I give them walkthroughs of the garden.
Does she put up leftist political signs in her yard?
No,
too?
Actually, no? I don't think I've ever seen any political statements in her yard. Even the live, laugh, or whatever the new progressive thing is. This is a house of safety.
Yeah.
That you see popping up around the house. No, they have like a bunch of dogs. And
I have one of those too.
We never talk, but I mean, she's one of these Karens.
Yeah, sure.
Who is always there, and she's a bootlicker. She's a straight bootlicker.
Absolutely. What were you going to say about the sign?
Oh, it was it wouldn't let now. It was going to be a joke.
Oh, okay.
About these progressive virtue signaling signs everyone puts in front of their houses, and we support diversity.
In this household, we support blah, blah, blah.
And we're Black Lives Matter lovers. And
no, mine was going to be something to the effect, if I have one of those signs, too, it says, warning, occupant is armed. You know, and that's what makes it a safe space. But like I said, the moment had passed.
Our security system is Smith & Wesson.
There are libertarian variants of the signs that we're talking about. But
I'm not armed, but don't step on SNCC.
But there was that sticker on my window for a very long period of time. There is not one now for obvious reasons.
Interviewed by telephone, this was InDepthNH.org's report on this situation. Ms. Steele, Karen, said she's very hopeful that the Ballot Law Commission will uphold her position. Quote, I just find it very disturbing that any resident of New Hampshire, much less a state elected official, would go through the effort to even consider secession and to write out such a well thought out plan. What?
Does she understand how this country was founded?
Does she understand how we planned this?
There was literally no plan involved. In fact, that
it's
was
like a
it's
like a sentence statement.
Yeah, it's literally one sentence of, we're just going to say goodbye, we'll figure it all out later. That was actually one of the objections from one of the Republicans, the chairman
that
of
was
the
too simple?
Committee. Well, the chairman of the committee, he's a central control Republican. He wants a plan. He said, oh, I'm not necessarily opposed to the idea, but there's no plan, so shoot it down.
Oh, God.
And so she's saying there was a well-thought-out plan. Anyway,
there absolutely was not a well-thought-out plan.
Maybe she's just considering how often we talk about this idea. We've been thinking about this for me, it's been a whole decade.
She says, and constitutional amendment, and to put that forward, it's very disturbing, especially coming from a military family. So she's got to trot that one out there, of course. She's from a military family. My family has fought in at least 4 wars to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, and this is very concerning for me.
My family has done that, too, and I support CACR 32. So, I mean...
Yeah, the founder of the New Hampshire Independence PAC, the new fundraising PAC that exists, he's military, ex-military, and his treasurer is also, I believe, ex-military.
I think this woman needs a history book. I think she needs to reread how this country was originally founded. Blood, sweat, and tears. The Tree of Liberty had to be, you know, watered.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I think we're back there again. We have re-entered a new age of where the era, the empire has come to an end, and we're trying to do it peacefully, woman.
Yeah, there's no blood that needs to be spilled here. The people who want government and bigger government, they just need to leave and go somewhere where they can have their bigger government and leave us here to have our smaller or non-existent governments.
There's 49 other states, lady.
Yeah, and a lot of those love big government. Yeah. Can we just have our little New Hampshire over here that doesn't? Just this one freaking state. That's all I ask.
So, as I pointed out in my story over at nhexit.us, she's, of course, wrong. The state reps didn't sponsor a bill to secede from the U.S., as we already pointed out. And I point out, as anyone who actually bothered to read CACR 32 would know, a lot of these people who were talking trash about this bill did not seem to have any grasp of what it was supposed to do. There's so much misinformation out there about this that it's pretty clear to me that the vast majority of the opposition to this did not even take the time to read what is arguably the shortest damn bill or one of the shortest bills in the entirety of the session. There's like 1,000 bills filed every year in New Hampshire, and some of them, to their credit, are one page long. But I don't even think this thing made it to the whole, you know, a whole page. It's like
I don't think it was a whole paragraph, was it?
Yeah, like if you cut out the header at the top, and you look at the actual text of the bill, it's literally, shall we amend the Constitution to say this?
And then it was a single
literally
sentence.
One sentence. There's more, or two sentences. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. We got more on...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I want to say thank you to Kat Cooper, who is a Free Talk Live silver supporter of the Free Talk Live AMP program. I guess is what we're calling it now. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com and sign up as Kat has done for as little as $5 a month, and you can help us get the ideas of liberty out there to more great radio stations, more internet listeners, more people in general, and we appreciate the help. It's, once again, amps.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there at our Patreon, and you get some cool benefits from doing that. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. There's a little bit more to say about Karen, the real-life Karen.
Our very own New Hampshire Karen.
Yeah,
right,
she's
here.
The real deal. It's actually her name.
She's not alone. I mean, there was a Karen who ran for governor last year, I believe it was, or maybe the year before.
That's true.
But she wasn't as bad as Karens go.
Yeah, I wouldn't have called her a traditional Karen, per se. I mean,
she wasn't some resource. She loved the police and all of that stuff.
She's a conservative, yeah, but at least she was right about, you know, masks and COVID restrictions and things like that. But let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ridley on the line here. Ridley, have you been following this Karen situation? I know that you're a big fan of New Hampshire independence.
Oh, yeah, of course I've been following it. I sent out a news release to 150 media email addresses.
Nice.
The day I heard about it, which was 2 days ago.
Good. Yeah, I sent one out yesterday as well to about 50.
Good. Yeah, I should be there tomorrow at the demonstration.
Nice.
But I was calling about something else, since I think you guys are already doing a good job of covering the Karen situation.
All right.
Have you guys reported much on Keith Ammons' accident?
No, I know that he did get into a car accident and is currently in a wheelchair. You're referring to a Free State Project early mover who is also one of the most effective state representatives in the state house. And luckily, he is still in the land of the living. And you know, it looks like it messed him up pretty bad though, because he's in a wheelchair still. Last I saw.
Yeah, I don't think he's like necessarily permanently injured.
Yeah.
But it was a bad accident. I think this was about April 30th. I didn't hear about it until pretty recently. But I contacted him a few days ago and was asking, kind of what he needs. He said, he's not like looking for medical donations or anything apparently, but he did say that he would sure like help with his primary. But he's not just in the land of the living, but he's still pretty active and going full forward with his state rep candidacy for re-election. And so he's asking for donations to his campaign. And that's ammon4nh.com, I think is where you go to do that. His name is spelled A-M-M-O-N. So ammon4nh.com.
While you had him on the line, Ridley, did you inquire with him if he has changed his mind about supporting independence or supporting, at the very least, the people voting on independence?
No, I didn't. I don't think he has been willing to stick his neck out that far. I think he's in too much of a contested district to feel comfortable doing that.
That's so sad.
I've heard all the excuses.
Yeah, what is
the
point of, moving to a place and trying to achieve liberty in our lifetime? And then as soon as you have something that you could lose, some level of power, you're like, I don't want to actually do anything that could move us toward liberty because then they might not elect me again. It's like, what's the point of getting elected then?
I don't know. With something like this, I still look at the glasses half full because there's only so much you can expect people to do that's controversial. This is still considered almost a third rail by most people. I know in time it's not going to be, but at this point it still kind of is.
Fair points.
Yeah, I mean, it is just, it's unfortunate, but that just goes to show how the political process manages to just whittle these people down from principled, good libertarian activists to not as effective. I mean, they still do a lot. I don't want to take that away from them. Like, I'd rather have Keith Ammon in that seat than whoever the hell he replaced. Keith is probably way more liberty-oriented, and those people in there do a lot of good work. But it's a shame, especially now that we've got polling numbers showing that 52% of New Hampshire Republicans actually support New Hampshire being an independent nation. Mm-hmm. So the question is, has he even seen those numbers? And this is the time of the year when people who are connecting with these so-called liberty reps need to be bringing this stuff up. And, because before their excuse was, well, not enough people support this. Well, now we can show them that a majority of Republicans, which are the people that they want to vote for them, presumably at the primary, support this. And a fairly large number of New Hampshire natives. Now, it's not two-thirds. It's under a third, but it's close to a third. And that's a pretty good starting point. So I think this needs to keep being brought up to them. And they need to hear it from different people. Obviously, they're going to hear it from us. They're going to hear it from you, Ridley. But the more individuals can speak to these guys and tell them this is an important issue, maybe the more seriously they'll take it. But it is a shame that it's so hard to do.
I mean, repetition.
He would probably. Sorry, go ahead.
Repetition is definitely key. Now, I'm going to have to look into it because I've cited it so many times. But there's a YouTube video made by someone, I think it was Theremin Trees, that showed, it pointed to research that showed that a person hearing an idea from one person three times has the same psychological effect as hearing it from three different people. So constantly repeating these things and getting those messages out there, it's proven.
That's why
effective.
That's why I run for office. It's what I explained this morning on WKBK, which is the local talk radio station I was on as a guest because I'm one of the candidates. It's the Republican primary for New Hampshire State Senate in this area, and there's two people running, and I'm one of them. And so he had me on. The host had me on for
that's new.
20
that's,
minutes.
That's refreshing.
Yeah, and it was a good interview. And by the way, he dropped your name, Ridley, as a regular pro-secession
Ridley
caller.
Is a regular on that show.
Yeah, so, and we got to talk about secession, And, nice. And it was, and it went very, very well. It was an excellent interview. I actually put it onto the Free Talk Live podcast. So anybody that subscribes to the Free Talk Live podcast received that today. It's also posted over at freekeen.com. But, you know, he asked me about running for office and, you know, Ari and I are facing these criminal charges and there could be prison in our future. Hopefully there won't be, but it could happen. And so,
can you serve from jail, by the way, under New Hampshire regulations?
I doubt it. You certainly cannot run for office as a convicted felon. You have to serve your sentence out before you can run, but I'm already running because
right.
I'm not convicted,
right.
So it'll be a weird situation. But
let's not find out. I mean, you know.
First, I have to get through the primary, and, you know, how likely that is to occur is up in the air. I have no expectation that would happen.
13th.
But what I explained to the host was, I don't run for office because I care whether or not I win. I run for office to get the word out about the ideas of liberty, and in this particular case, getting the ideas out about the idea of secession so people can consider this concept maybe for the first time ever.
Rules of three, keep hammering it.
Or maybe for the second time. Maybe they're going to consider it again. Maybe some people are on the fence, and I can help push them off and persuade them in this way. And I brought up the study that recently came out and threw out the URL where people can go and look at all the details, which is also nhexit.us. Ridley, any other comments tonight?
I'm guessing Keith, you know, would probably say, you know, politics is the art of the possible, you know, when it comes to independence. He doesn't probably see it as possible yet. But if you think about it, you know, if you vote against independence, you're kind of voting for the continued rule over New Hampshire of a government that runs torture chambers.
Yeah.
You're actively supporting that, really. And it really is kind of not all that excusable. It's just that everyone's doing it so they all get away with it.
That's true. Ridley,
I agree. I wish we had more people who were willing to say such a thing, but most people don't realize that the United States is running torture chambers.
Ridley, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the event in Concord. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's bring Gigi on the line in South Carolina. Gigi.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
The other evening, I think it was this past Saturday night, or maybe Sunday night. I think I'm a little confused, so please excuse me on that. But Nikki and Steve and the captain were talking about guns and the police and how so many people, bystanders in particular, are shot, mm-hmm. killed, maimed, combination thereof. And I had already done my one phone call quota for the night, but I was listening attentively, hoping somebody would call in and remember to remind all of us listening to the wonderful program about Breonna Taylor. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about how citizens of this country are supposed to feel safe and protected by their government.
Now, well, refresh my memory real quick. Breonna Taylor, she was the one who was sleeping, right?
Yes,
and the police
sir.
Shot
she was
her.
Asleep in her bed, in her room, in her apartment, and various police with a no-knock warrant.
I want to hear the rest of it. Hang on, Gigi. We'll continue here. Just stand by. In hour number two, your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, an update in the Breonna Taylor case. A former cop has now pled guilty in that case.
The boyfriend already got off, right?
Federal conspiracy charge. I don't know who the boyfriend is. I don't know all the details. So if you want to continue the discussion coming up here in moments, hour number two.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.